It's possible to have fun without consequences in life. This sounds like something you might say, well, obviously it is. And yet, why is it in so many situations in life we think that consequences, things like negative interaction, suffering, pain, frustration, are the natural result of having fun? Why is it that so many of the things we do are set up on paying the price for having that good time? I knew when I was a kid that I could just have fun without there being any consequences. I knew I could just go play basketball and there weren't going to be any things like hangovers or criminal penalties for me going to play basketball. So how is it by the time I was a young man, around 20 years old, I took for granted that the price of having fun was paying the consequences? Not all the time, not every time. But sometimes you had to pay the price for having a good time, and that's just how life worked. You have fun, and you pay the price for it. Now, this is easy enough to see with addictions, especially from the outside, to look at someone who's drinking and then see them hungover the next day and say, dude, why'd you do that? Obviously, you know if you drank that much, you're going to have a hangover. That's my definition of paying the price. You look at it like we're going to go out and have fun, get drunk, and then the next day you're going to be miserable and have a hangover, or just barely feel decent and trying to tell everyone how happy you are. You're not paying the consequences for the night before. It's easy enough to see those kinds of things on other people, and yet it's challenging to look inside and see the assumptions that are being made about what you have to give in order to get something. Like relationships, it's often taken for granted that you have to go through a lot of pain and suffering and frustration in order to get the good out of a relationship. In other words, I have a friend that he's dating a girl and she just treats him like crap, and he kind of takes it for granted that in order to have a girlfriend, he has to pay the price by getting treated like crap. And that's simply not the case. I just saw a thing that they gave to me in college that obviously I didn't pay any attention to. It said the difference between healthy relationships and unhealthy relationships. In unhealthy relationships, everything comes with a set of consequences. Every time you talk to someone, every time you spend time with someone, there always seem to be the potential for consequences, and at some point they become real. This happens with all kinds of things. In order to have fun at work, it might mean you have to do something that's not allowed, like you're trying to browse Facebook all day and it's not allowed, or you're trying to play some game on your phone all day and it's not allowed. I often took for granted that if I wanted to have fun at work, I had to break the rules a little bit. And then I always ended up paying the consequences. I didn't necessarily lose my job, but I'd end up getting in trouble, or I'd pay the guaranteed consequence of anxiety, fear that I might get in trouble someday. Often, I never got in any trouble, but I paid the guaranteed price of anxiety and fear. That knowing that someday you're liable to get caught. Or trying to work really hard, like driving. I often sped. I would drive anywhere from 10 to 20 plus over the speed limit. And I would be so anxious and afraid of getting pulled over. I've actually been stopped 9 or so times for speeding mostly and other traffic violations. And yeah, I'm only 31 now. I've averaged getting pulled over about once a year. And yet most of the time I got away with it. I just took for granted though that I had to drive fast in order to get where I was going. And then sometimes you had to get pulled over. Today, I see that I can have a good time without the need to have consequences. Now, that is how I was programmed as a kid. I didn't think I had to pay the price to have fun when I was a kid. At some point, though, I associated having fun with paying the price of guilt, shame, remorse, fear, anxiety, frustration, being mistreated somehow. So at some point, I thought life was just... I believed that life was give and take. You can't have a relationship without being with someone who treats you like crap lots of times. That's simply not true. You are never going to have a relationship where there's absolutely no pain and frustration. But you can have a relationship where 99.9% of the time things are great. Where almost every day you have with a person is a good day, where when they say they're going to be somewhere at a certain time, they either are or they call you to let you know they're late and they honestly tell you what's going to happen. You don't have to put up with a person who's lying and cheating and stealing from you or treating you bad. You deserve to be loved. And that's the foundation behind having fun without consequences, seeing that you deserve to be loved. Now, if you already know that, then the other part of it is it takes work to figure out ways you can have fun without paying the consequence. And even to me, a disrupted sleep, where I have to deal the whole next day with the fun I had last night, it might sound fairly minor compared to all the problems I used to have having fun. But today, sometimes I still get in the same situation. I want to stay up gaming with my friends way past my normal bedtime. And then the next day, I don't get very good sleep because I stayed up too late and then I get woke up. And so there's a price in terms of discomfort, being tired. It's annoying to be tired all day. There are some of you that are watching this, you haven't experienced a day in the last year or two where you weren't tired. I've had whole years of my life where I was tired every single day. Now, I am rarely tired. I am 100% most days from the time I get up to the time I go to bed. I get a little tired when it's about bedtime, but I am roaring full of energy. And that's because I'm not consistently paying that fatigue price of staying up too late and having fun playing video games. Now, a lot of these things might sound pretty minor, and yet all of the big problems I have in my life start with lots of little problems. The big problems start seeming really difficult to solve, like poverty, education. These things start sounding really overwhelming to solve. Well, we don't need to solve any of those big problems. All of the problems I see in life are collections of little problems. If you go solve all the little problems, the big problems suddenly disappear. So in my life, I try and stay on top of all the little problems I have. People say, why do you talk about your problems all the time? Because it motivates me to look at them and solve them. If I don't talk about my problems, then I can act in denial where I don't have any problems. My life's perfect. I'm easily in a position where I could say my life's perfect and I don't have any problems. Most people in the world will look at my life, maybe except for watching these videos, and say, what problems do you have? You got a wife, you got a kid, you got a nice home, you work at home, you have your own job, you don't have a boss, you're healthy, you're in good shape. Everything is great for you. You have no problems. And yet, I have just as many small problems as anyone else does. Thankfully, taking care of all the little small problems, it doesn't stop them from coming up. It does eliminate a lot of the big problems from coming up. And this one little problem has been a consistent thing for me to deal with lately, and it's one I've been dealing with a long time. The idea that my fun comes with consequences, even if they're really minor consequences, even if it seems like, obviously, I can handle being tired for a day. How about, though, when I get tired on a day, and then I go exercise at the gym too much, and then three other frustrating things happen, and then I'm at the end of my rope. Then I've got a big problem. Then I'm in total crisis. Well, maybe if I hadn't stayed up too late to start with, that whole big problem never would have happened. Today, I tackle those small problems, so that's why I'm here talking about this. I pray to remember today that I don't have to pay a price for having fun as long as I'm having fun in the right way. I pray today that if I'm paying a price to have fun, I'm willing to look for ways to have the fun without paying the price. And I'm willing to give up having the fun and give up having to pay the price in favor of finding a better way of living. I pray that you have the same opportunity today to get the willingness that I have to solve my problems, to be motivated to look at all the areas of your life today where things are pretty good and yet there's room for improvement too. I hope you have a great day today and thanks for spending this time with me.